So Niall, it's 11th night here in East Belfast, kind of walking through a short strand. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are your kind of memories? You've been living here for a long time. What are your memories of the 11th and the 12th in this area?
Always tension. Mm-hmm. Always a very heavily policed atmosphere in the area. When years gone by, it would have also involved quite large amounts of the British Army. You can see, obviously, tonight that things are quite quiet.
Where about the only two in the street?
I think so, and I'm actually glad that that's the case. It's helpful.
And there's a few more kind of up towards Upper Bridge Road. Yeah, it's a bit busier up there. But
I mean, it's I suppose the main factor in all of that too is that, like always, a lot of people head away and they take themselves off to stay with family, they take themselves off the caravans, or they've booked their holidays around this time of the year, understandably. So that does obviously add to a quieter a number. But most people here, you know, they've no affinity with the 11th night other than all of those connotations of fear and intimidation and trepidation. So
what do you think the 11th night bonfires and stuff means to the folk on the other side of the road there?
Well, I honestly don't know. All I mean, speculating on, you know, I suppose what we've seen over the last couple of days, you know, even there tonight I'm hearing that there's police flags on some of the bonfires in East Belfast. I personally can't get my head around any sort of cultural aspect here, and I understand fully the historical significance of bonfires. You know, they're actually an ancient Celtic tradition here and go back in the history of Ireland quite a long time.
On the Republican side, would have bonfires too.
Absolutely, but also, also significantly reduced over the years. And I think the difference is there was a very deliberate and conscious political effort made to move away from the culture of bonfires, from the culture of drink, and turn that into what would have perceived would have been perceived in a community as a negative, into a much more positive aspect, and that is, you know, you see organisations like Fail and Fubble thriving, the largest community festival in Western Europe. So from that, from the bonfires emerged that, and I don't think we've seen that same type of, I suppose, leadership or willingness within unionism or loyalism to transform something which is being perceived as a negative into a positive. I mean, I was, in my capacity as mayor today, I was down visiting the MV Marina, a huge cruise ship, bringing thousands of tourists into the city. Many of them, I'm sure, left scratching their heads in bewilderment at just what all of these are about. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I talked to a guy earlier on today who was kind of looking after building one of the big bonfires, and he said about the flags and the fact that, well, his kind of way of looking at it was, while Sinn Féin, you know, want a united Ireland, then he doesn't, so he'll burn the flag. And I said, so if you put the shoe in the other foot, you know, if he had some type of Republican built a bonfire and put a union flag at the top of it and burnt it, and he went, well, that'd be okay, you know, it's just a flag. So do you think flags go deeper than...
Well, I think...
Should we get over it? I mean, you're going to actually probably be on the bonfire over here, which is...
How
does that make you feel?
Well, my primary concern is I don't really care if they burn posters of me, so long as they're not burning real people. And I mean, we're walking along Strand Walk here. These people have been subjected to actual petrol bomb attacks, and some of them very, very close to being burnt in their beds.
There's a lot of grills over on the grills.
You can see here for where there's hoses, there's a standpipe and stuff in place there for people, should there be any of that type of thing. So while you could get into quite a philosophical and political argument around the bonfires and, you know, burning some of the effigies on the bonfires, yes, that needs tackled, because that culture needs tackled, I think. That culture that still thinks it's acceptable and okay to burn flags or burn posters or burn different representations of various cultures and traditions. But I mean, I suppose my primary concern, not just as an elected representative, but as also as someone who lives in this area, is that people are safe and they're allowed to, if they aren't taking part in 11th night celebrations, they're allowed to live free from all of the negatives that naturally emanate from it.
Is it deliberate that on a night like tonight there isn't a kind of a diversionary entertainment? There isn't a short strand version of what's going on across the road? Is that deliberate, just to kind of keep it low key and
I think
make it
so.
Go away?
I